This is our segment, the My American Dream segment, which is sponsored by Colonial Flag. And, you know, Paul, the owner and founder of Colonial Flag, he can't be with us today. He had some other commitments that he had to attend to. But in this segment of the show, we try to find and identify those companies, those small businesses, where somebody with that pioneer, that entrepreneur spirit, just said, look, there's a problem here. There's something that I can do better than what's being done. In studio with us, we have Jennifer and Chris. They are the owners, founders of True Love Skin Cream. Hey, guys, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. We're glad to be here. This is Jennifer.
Thanks for having us.
We have never had a skin cream company on during this segment, so I'm excited to learn about you guys and what you do. But can you tell us what was the driving force for you guys to start your own business?
Well, I was just a stay-at-home mom, and I worked as a server at Thanksgiving Point. And at the time, my husband got a plantar wart. And if you know anything about plantar warts, they're super painful. And so, as with everybody, we thought, okay, we'll go to the doctor and we'll get it frozen off. Well, when we had it frozen, it multiplied. And every time we had them frozen, which was three times, they just kept multiplying. And before we knew it, my husband had 27 plantar warts. So we went to the podiatrist and thought, okay, well, the specialist will know what to do. Well, he wound up cutting and using chemo poison and some internal medicine, and the new remedy is injecting candida. Well, the more we went down that rabbit hole, we realized there was only really about a 40% success rate with every treatment that we were doing, and it just didn't work. And unfortunately, it meant that he was in more and more pain. So I decided that I was going to go and try the internet rumors, and those didn't work. We joke that I ducked banana peels to the bottom of his feet for 3 weeks, and that didn't work. But
wait, did you really do that, Jennifer?
Oh yeah, I cut little tiny pieces of bananas and duct taped them to his feet.
Literally anything she found on the internet, she tried. The line I drew was when she read that you should pee on a cotton ball and duct tape that to the wart. And I said, I am not walking around with pee duct taped to my feet.
True story. So. Oh, you refused to do that. Ew.
So you went to the experts, and then you went to the internet, and
yeah,
you're trying everything. How long is this period taking you?
About 18 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And plantar warts, are they always on the feet?
Plantar wart specifically refers to a wart on the foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just decided one day that I was going to start researching, because none of the things that I was doing was working. So I just started researching minerals and plant extracts and essential oils. And I figured out that if I combined all three, that I came up with this green oily paste. And miraculously, it took the pain away, because they're really painful to walk on. It's like walking on a popcorn kernel upside down. You know, you're like walking on popcorn kernels all the time. Anyways, we put it on, and in 4 days, the pain just went away. And we thought, okay, don't tell anybody this is working. Like, we don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, I actually didn't tell her. Like, I didn't want to jinx it. And it took me about a week before I told her that the pain was gone.
Now, let me ask you this. So you're still waitressing at Thanksgiving Point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're waitressing, and then you come to your house, and you're really just, you're looking at the internet, and you're mixing your own concoction here in your own kitchen.
Absolutely.
Are you doing this because you're thinking, I want a solution to make money, or are you saying, I need to do this because my husband is in a tremendous amount of pain? What is your motivation here?
Oh, the motivation was, I have 5 children and I need a husband.
Wow. Okay. So 5 children, you're working, but you're still saying, the experts say that they've done what they can do. I've tried all the voodoo on the internet. You come up with, you call it a green paste. You find out it works. Tell the audience what happens next.
So after the pain was gone, which was kind of a miracle, within about 2 weeks after that, it just turned, all the warts on his feet just started to turn just to start to turn black, and then they just fell out. And so once that happens, you're left with little holes because, you know, it's like a pegboard. His feet just started to heal over because it's a very healing formula, and it works really well. And so what we realized is, well, if we were in so much pain and everything was so awful, then I need to share it with my neighbors. So I just kind of Facebooked, hey, anybody have a problem? And I found out really quickly that 1 in 5 people have warts. And it didn't just work on plantar warts. It worked on all warts.
So any type of wart. So I'm sorry, but I'm trying to process this. You put out on your Facebook that, hey,
who has warts?
Right, who has warts? I've discovered a green paste that if you put it on it, like, and you have people showing up now. Is everybody that's showing up people you know? Are there people who you don't know that are contacting you now?
It was really just everybody that I knew. The tipping point for me was somebody at my husband's work. Their daughter had the same situation. She had something like 17 warts on the bottom of her feet, and she was under the care of a doctor, and you know, the freezing wasn't working. So she tried it, and it worked exactly the same way it worked on my husband, and went into the doctor, and the doctor said, this is a thing, you really need to share this with people, because we don't even like doing what we do, because there's just no success rate. And you know, nothing worse than a doctor who can't solve a problem, and there's just nothing out there for them to use.
So you discover this, now all of a sudden you're told for the first time by a medical professional, hey, this works. When do you decide to say, you know, Chris, maybe this is something we should pursue? Like, maybe this can be, like, make money for us.
Actually, it was more, Jennifer, this is something we should pursue. It was pretty obvious to me that if you know, we had as many problems as we did, and we talked to so many people, you know, just in the immediate circle of family and friends, we had probably a dozen different people come forward and say, hey, I'd like to try it. And it worked in every single case. And everybody who tried it, everybody who used it, it worked. And I was like, there's something here. We've got to do something with this. And so Jennifer had a friend who owns a health food shop in Spanish Fork. And so Jennifer approached her, and we basically got together, and we decided, okay, we got to get jar. You know, you do all the things you have to do to start a business. You know, so we had to, you know, register a name and get, you know, a PayPal account and get jars. Actually, the labels were designed by our daughter, who's incredibly artistic.
Wow.
And luckily, we just had all of the tools right there. And I mean, and we just did it. And we just decided we're going to do this. So we put it in my wife's friend's store. And we gave her like 6 jars. And within about a month, all 6 jars were sold.
And actually, it was 2 weeks that she sold out. And it was on consignment, too, because she was like, okay, well, I'm not, you know, let's take a chance.
Right.
And from there, we just decided, okay, it's, you know, and the whole time my wife is still working as a waitress at Thanksgiving Point. So it was quite an interesting ride.
We are listening and have the real opportunity to listen to Jennifer and Chris of True Love Skincare. That's trueloveskincare.com. When we come back, I want to tell you, you're not going to believe how many stores that this product is now being sold in. Absolutely incredible. K-Talk, 6:30 a.m. Welcome back. You're listening to Disrupt Up Radio on K-Talk, 6:30 a.m., and we are absolutely thrilled to have Jennifer and Chris of True Love Skincare in studio with us. This is part of our Colonial Flag sponsored My American Dream segment. And we try to find the right companies, the right people to come in and share their experience with you. And it's a difficult balancing act, because I don't want to say it's not about the product, it's not about the service. It is. And I encourage you, if what you're hearing resonates with you, if you're like, wow, I know somebody with plantar warts or warts, you're hearing their testimonial about that product. But I also hope what you're hearing, in addition to the product, is that it's okay to pursue your passion. Did you hear Jennifer's story? She was a waitress at Thanksgiving Point. She saw her husband in pain. They went to doctors. They went to the voodoo. Look, anybody putting banana peels on your feet to clear, that's voodoo. And they tried it. And Jennifer, she could have just said, you know what? We've been to the experts. We've tried the voodoo. Honey, learn to walk on your hands. But she didn't. She was like, look, there's got to be a solution out there. And she got on this thing called the internet that Al Gore invented. And they came up with a solution. They came up with a solution. Thank you, Al Gore. But Jennifer, I want to talk to you because this blew me away. Because I thought when we first came across your company, I thought, okay, they have skin cream. They're selling it to friends and family. You told me before the show how many stores your product is being sold in. Can you share that with the audience?
Yeah. So now we are in 68 stores in 11 states. And we now actually have three products. So it's kind of amazing, the ride 60, that we've been on.
What three states are you in? No.
11 states. So
11 states. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So we're in Massachusetts and Florida. We're in all the local to Utah. So Utah, Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Idaho, and Washington. Mm-hmm. And then we're also in Puerto Rico. We can't wait to go do demos there.
Well, you know, as a condition to coming on the show, your next demo in Puerto Rico, you have to take one of us with you, right?
That's Parte!
I really want the audience to understand. To me, this is the American dream writ large. Like, we read about stories like this. You hear about stories like this.
Absolutely.
Now you know the couple that's making this happen. And this isn't, you know, in a faraway country or a faraway state. This is happening right here in Utah. It started here. And, you know, Chris was telling me before the segment began, the My American Dream segment began, that they moved from California to Utah to find a better business climate. Is that right?
Well, it wasn't just a better business climate. That was kind of one of the happy byproducts, but just a better culture. You know, Jennifer grew up in Southern California. I was a military brat, and that's where my parents ended up retiring. And so that's where, you know, when we met and got married and started having kids, that's where we were. And we just saw, you know, the politics and the culture and, you know, what, you know, kind of what we knew growing up just disappearing before our eyes, and decided that it was time for a change.
Absolutely.
So you came to Utah for the culture.
Absolutely. You know, better, like, you know, like I mentioned, you know, better economics, better culture, better environment for our kids. You just go down the list, and it was definitely the, you know, right move and the right place for us.
Well, let me do this. Can you tell us about you said there's three products now that you offer. Can you just walk me and the audience through what those three products are?
So we have wart paste is our first product that we came out with. And with the success of wart paste, as with anything, if you put something on your skin and it feels good and it works, you think, oh, well, if it works for this, it might work for that. So we found out really quickly that wart paste works on eczema, psoriasis, skin tags, moles, warts, and it's very moisturizing for the skin. But people didn't want to use it as wart paste for their problems. They wanted to use it something else. So we called it spot paste. So we literally have two products that are actually the exact same thing. One's named wart paste, one's named spot paste, because warts are kind of a bad word. We just don't say those very often. We don't tell anybody we have them. We just, you know, kind of keep it a secret. So spot paste came to be, and we actually sell quite a bit of that too, and it works really well on eczema and psoriasis and the like. The next product, which is really interesting because it's a similar story, is wart paste. My daughter started to get cold sores every day. Like, 1 week on, 1 week off, she'd have a cold sore. And as a 17-year-old girl, that is an atrocity. So we thought, well, wart paste works on viruses, so let's put it on. Well, it's got oregano in it, and it's green, and it's kind of gritty. So she was like, I don't want to put this on my lips or my face. So I thought, well, there's got to be a way to cream it. So we created cold sore honey cream, and we made it taste good. We put some lemon balm Melissa oil in it, which is known for its antiviral properties, and kind of took the same formula that we knew that would work on the viruses and created cold sore honey cream. So we've got the cold sore remedy, the spot paste for eczema, psoriasis, dry skin tags, moles, and then we also have the wart paste, which works really great. And we realized really quick that we couldn't name our company wartpaste.com anymore. So as with any company, you realize, oh, wait, we did it wrong. So we had to have parent company. So now we have True Love Skincare, and that's why we sell all our products on trueloveskincare.com.
How do you have the... You have the empirical evidence. You have people that have bought your product, that have used it on cold sores, that have used it on warts, and it works.
Right.
How do you... Like, you don't need a prescription for this. You can go into a store and buy it. What stores in the area sell it?
So, just in the general vicinity, it's mostly health stores, health food stores. We do have a few runner stores and some grocery stores. But with our product, and we have to be kind of careful, we can't say... This is the best product. It works. We have to say we have testimonials. It's worked on specific people, and you just sell it in a health food store because the FDA is pretty strong on, you know, you can't say certain things and you can't sell it like a prescription, like you would like a prescription. So we just sell it in health food stores and local small businesses in the area.
And can people buy this online?
Absolutely. We do sell it at trueloveskincare.com.
You know, one of the things, and I'd like to focus on this a little bit if we can, and, you know, we tell the audience that, because a lot of people, you know, when you focus on the entrepreneurial experience, it's usually at the end of the story. People are living their success, you know, they've made it, and it's all sunshine and lollipops. The reality is much different than that. Can you tell and share with the audience what it was like, or maybe even what it's like to pursue your dream?
I have something to say about that. So last summer, really this business took off in June of last year. That's when we, you know, got into around June. I think we were in about 6 stores in Utah, and it was great. It was just me and my wife, and we were selling products, getting into a few stores, and you know, we'd get that extra, you know, $150 check, and it was great because it was like literally an extra $150, and you know, we celebrated it, but as our company grew, you know you always hear the business stories about, like, well, you know, be careful about how much you grow and be careful about how much you expand. Because you know that's dangerous, and companies really get into trouble, and if you don't have any experience with that, you're like, well, how could you possibly lose money when you're making money? And we have learned that lesson the hard way. You know, we've brought some family in to help. We've expanded, as Jen said, we're in 11 states plus Puerto Rico. And we learned very quickly that you really have to be smart with how you grow. You really have to, you know the business and know what you're doing and plan and do all the things that, you know, a company needs to do not to become a victim of your own success. And that's one thing that we've had to learn. And actually, it's been a rough couple months for us. Because I actually quit my job, my day job, in December, right before Christmas, believe it or not. Mm. I was actually a computer programmer. I've been doing that for, you know, 15 years. And the company was just to the point where my wife couldn't keep track of it in her head, the way she was able to do when, you know, it was just a handful of stores. And so that was literally taking that leap of faith off the cliff. And I have to say, so far so good. You know, we're surviving, we're paying our bills, paying our employees to help us, and it's doing great, but it's definitely been, you know, an eye-opening experience.
Jennifer, how about on your end? What?
Well, I just think it's interesting because, you know, we talk about, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit of America and is the American dream alive? And, you know, I have to say it is scary. And, you know, you don't always succeed. But, you know, America is an amazing place because I had some amazing resources that I could turn to that were free. I went to the Small Business Association. That's a free service for people. And they were able to help me with, you know, the contracts and the laws and the insurance and tell me all the tax rules that I need to do. In fact, I was talking to the tax commission today that, and I did something wrong. So I call it failing upwards, you know, so you fail every day. And somehow if you don't give up, a lot of times, you know, you'll be surprised at the end of the week of how successful you are. You know, we have kind of a little quick story if you don't mind, but, when I first went into my first store, I was friends with the store owner, but it was like putting my baby out there. I kind of hyperventilated in the car, and then I went in and I pulled myself together and I sold the product and was on commission, and I went out and I hyperventilated on the way out. You know, you have to just do things that are scary when you're a business owner. I mean, we're doing marketing, we're doing taxes, you know, we're doing sales and organizational things that I never thought I would be doing. You know, I thought I was just going to be a waitress and a mom forever. And, you know, and now I have a dream that this could go bigger. You know, we've sold product in Australia online and Canada and Netherlands and Spain. And it's just really exciting. Some of the fun things that can happen, you know, if you just don't give up and, you know, face the problems head on. You know, if you can't solve a problem, there's somebody out there to help you, like the SBA and even the, you know, the government wants their money, so they're willing to help you make you get your money to them. Sorry.
Have there been times when you just felt like this was a bad decision? Like, why did we go down this road? And the tears start to well up, and you ever have those?
I think I get a pep talk from my husband about every day. He says it this way. He says, Jennifer, you know, we're not in the rapids. No one's going to die, you know, because I'm always like, oh God, we're all going to die. And that's not the case. He says, we're on a roller coaster. Everyone's strapped in. No one's going to die. So just enjoy the ride. It's supposed to be fun. You know, roller coasters are supposed to be fun. So yeah, there's days when I'm just like, why did we do this again? And then there's days when I get a phone call saying, hey, this Colonial Flag company is so awesome and they want to support companies like yours and help you. And so we are really grateful to Colonial Flag. And this has been kind of a fun day to be here and be on the radio and to talk to you, Joe.
Well, no matter how bad your day gets, remember that you don't have Scott working for you.
Oh, Scott seems like a really nice guy, by the way.
Well, you can have him. We'll pay his salary. He just works for you.
Oh, that is a deal. Free labor, done.
Can he label jars?
There's no guarantee on the spelling. Okay. He can label them.
Well,
no,
he just needs
spelling.
To put them on the jars. So.
Yes, that we can do. We love Scott. But I want to tell you that, you know, my passion for small business came in. You know, my mom is from Korea, and she came here, and she couldn't speak a word of English. And, you know, she took the best jobs that she could get, and they weren't great. And she saw that her life trajectory was going down a certain path. And she said, look, I can continue working these jobs and supporting the family, but if I really want to create a better life for my kids, if I really want to create better opportunity for my kids, I have to do something. I have to go out on my own.
Absolutely.
And she, you know, got into a 7-Eleven franchise. And it was her business, and she made the decisions. But, you know, under the terms of the agreement with 7-Eleven, you were only allowed to close one day a year. And the one day that 7-Eleven would let you close was Christmas Day.
Wow.
And she refused to close on Christmas Day. And so we would spend our Christmases in the back taking turns opening presents. So the other kids would work the cash register while we were in the back. And that scarred me for life. And so I'm not no, I'm kidding. I'm just, what I'm saying is that, and this is your story, Jennifer and Chris, when people hear the American dream, remember, it's the work ethic. It's not going to be the gilded path. It's not going to be success after success. I loved what Jennifer called it, failing upwards. and what a great opportunity that Utah presents people, because it does have a climate, a mentality. Every country has a DNA about it. And it's not something you can test by taking a blood test, but it's something that's passed down. And Utah also has a DNA that's very unique. You know, people talk about Texas, and, you know, when you meet somebody from Texas, geez, they won't stop talking about their state. Utah has the same thing. It is a massive incubator of ideas. If you want to support Jennifer and Chris in what they're doing, please go to trueloveskincare.com. That's trueloveskincare.com. Look at their product. I love the fact that you can now get treated for warts without having to go through the embarrassment of going to a doctor. Now, I think it's a great opportunity. If you know somebody with warts or the cold sores, trueloveskincare.com. Check out the products. Check out their website. And don't forget, you don't want to be the 49% of the people who think that the American dream is dead. It is alive and well. Thank you, Colonial Flag. Thank you, Paul, for making this segment possible, for passing it forward, for letting us highlight entrepreneurs and good people doing great things. What a fantastic couple, Jennifer and Chris of True Love Skincare. What fantastic people. You're getting up every day. You're working hard. You're going, you're waitressing at Thanksgiving Point. You have 5 kids. And you just see your spouse every day in pain and just discomfort. And you go through and you do everything you can to make it right. You go to the doctors and the internet. And they say, well, I can do this. What an incredible story. Absolutely incredible story.